Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're beginning a new Masechta, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. This Masechta is broken down into the first two Perekim dealing with the laws of Sukkah, how to construct it, what it can be constructed with, what's the requirement to eat inside the Sukkah. The third chapter deals with the laws of the Lulav and Esrog, and the fourth and fifth chapter deal with the laws that and the special ceremonies that take place on Sukkahs in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's begin. Sukkah Shugavola Malam Esram Ama Pesula. A sukkah that goes above 10 amos high is considered invalid. It cannot be of such height. Although the Gemara is going to qualify this length and discuss, there are times when it would be permitted. Rehuda says, no, a sukkah that's above 10 amos is valid. It seems to be the yesod, the crux, the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, is the Tanakhama believes a sukkah has to be a temporary dwelling. And once you create a structure that's above 10 amos, it's above basically 20 feet high, so that's not considered temporary, that's going to be permanent. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says a sukkah is, in fact, supposed to be made, it must be a permanent structure. Okay. What if a sukkah is below 10 tefachim high? It doesn't have three walls, and again, the parameters of it and how to define three walls beyond the scope for now. Or if you have more sunlight than shade, as you throw the schacha, but there's so many gaps, you end up having a larger and greater amount of sunlight that seeps through than the actual shade. All these are invalid sukkahs pasula. Sukkah yeshena, an old sukkah. What's an old sukkah? Doesn't mean an old sukkah that it's a thousand years old, but rather we mean a sukkah that was not built for the purposes of sukkah. And how do we know that? So presumably a sukkah is built, and we'll see in a minute, before 30 days of sukkahs, it was built for shade, it was built so you can enjoy the outdoors, it wasn't built for the sukkah, and therefore Meshami Pesula Meshami says, a sukkah must be built l'shem mitzvah sukkah for the purposes of the mitzvah of sukkah. He may be taking a side here, what exactly the sukkah is, and the building of the sukkah, not for now, is it a part of the actual mitzvah or not? And Meshil Matir Machshir Meshil says, no, it is valid that you do not need to have this sort of intent when you build a sukkah. The easy sukkah shein, what is the definition of an old sukkah? Kol she'asa kodim l'chag shloshim yom. You make a sukkah 30 days prior to the festival sukkahs, so the assumption is you didn't have kavana, you didn't have intent for sukkah, which would mean, aval imozel l'shein chag, but if you did indeed make it because of the sukkahs, so you're like, I want to get ahead of myself, so I'm going to build the sukkah in the middle of August, but I'm going to do it with the intent of the sukkah. So I feel with chilas hashana kasheris, even if you build it the previous year, right after sukkahs, for the next year, it's considered a valid sukkah because according to Beis Shammai, you need to have intent, and we assume you don't have intent when it's prior to 30 days, but if you explicitly state, this is for the mitzvah sukkah, so then you fulfill your obligation. How is a sukkah tachas ilan? A person who constructs a sukkah beneath a tree so that the tree provides a canopy over the schach, and therefore the schach are not directly beneath the sky. Kilo also besocha buys as if they made a sukkah in the middle of their house, and just as in the middle of your house, covered by the roof, the plaster of your roof, not a valid sukkah, so too if it's covered by the shade on the canopy of a tree. Sukkah gabi sukkah. What if a person builds a sukkah on top of another sukkah, a two-story sukkah? Ha'el yona kashera, the sukkah that's the upper level sukkah is kosher. V'atachdona pesula, but the lower one is not kosher because there's a sukkah on top of it. Rehuda Omer, but what? Actually, that's not true. It says Rehuda, im ein diron b'aliona, if it's not possible to live in the upper sukkah, ha'tachdona kashera. So we say the lower sukkah is kosher, and the upper sukkah is not kosher because you can't. It's not kosher. It's not a sukkah. We don't look at it as two stories. We look at it as one story. Now it could very well be that you may say 1 minute, but you have a two story sukkah. It's above 10 amos. Well, we're talking about Rehuda here, who says you're allowed to have a sukkah that goes above 10 amos. Point being that if a sukkah is on top of a sukkah, if the upper one is livable, as in then we say the floor, the schach of the lower sukkah is the floor of the upper sukkah, so then the lower sukkah is not a valid sukkah because there's something blocking the schach, as in there's the same way that a tree blocks schach, it's invalid, invalidates it, so to a sukkah on top of a sukkah invalidates it. Whereas we say the schach is not able to support someone, and therefore the schach is regular slach going straight to the sky. It just happens to be there's another layer of schach on top of it, so then it would indeed be kosher. I wish you all a wonderful day and much hatzlacha on this new limud of Masechta Sukkah.